I heard a short cry beside me and ducked, narrowly avoiding a swing from a spectral hatchet whose wielder floated over me. I threw myself forward and rolled, coming up with my shield ready and my will gathering in my staff, making the sigils carved along its length glow with sullen fire. A specter swung a club at Lucio, and she rolled with the blow, but even so took a hit to her jaw and mouth that staggered her. She recovered her balance, ducked to avoid a second swing, and once more drew the silver sword of a warden from her hip. Again the blade sang with that buzzing power I'd sensed before, and Lucio made a clean lunge at the specter that thrust the blade through its heart. The specter arched as if in agony and simply exploded into flashes of sickly light and falling globs of ectoplasm. Lucio swept her sword back and spun on a heel to face two more of the quasi-solid spirits. I blocked a second blow of the hatchet on my shield, looking wildly around for Butters. I spotted the little guy 5 yards away, on his hands and knees on the crosswalk, his legs still kicking wildly to keep the drum going. Three of the deadly specters were closing in on him with wails of madness and rage. "Butters!" I shouted and rose to go to him, but two more specters dove at me and forced me to crouch behind my shield. I could only watch what happened as the three undead swarmed Butters and attacked him. Butters spun around wildly, his eyes down, evidently not even aware that they were coming. One of them swung a great two-handed club back as Butters put one hand to his mouth and then slammed it back down on the ground again. The specter's weapon swept down with a clean and lethal grace, heading directly for the back of Butters' head, and suddenly shattered against the curving curtain of an empowered circle. Butters looked up at the specters as they flailed uselessly against the circle. He had the piece of chalk I'd given him in one hand, and he'd torn the little cut he'd used before open once more with his teeth. He stood up, the drum still thumping, and gave me a shaky thumbs up. "Good Butters!" I shouted at him. "Stay in there!" He nodded, his face pale, and marched in place to keep the drum going. I swung my staff at a specter and hit it, and the ghostly warrior reacted as if struck by a heavy brick. It was a curious kind of impact, not the thudding thump of hitting something solid, but some kind of impact nonetheless. I knew from the way that the specters had come up through the earth that they were only partially material. A material impact would have little enough effect on them, and the strength of my arm behind the swing meant nothing to them. But the power of my will that I had called up and held ready in my staff, that was something else. That energy was what the specter reacted to, and I pressed my advantage, whipping my staff through the specter's head and belly on two separate swings, driving the apparition away with howls of pain. In the time it took me to do that, Lucio had simply dispatched three more of the specters with the humming power of her warden's blade. She looked at me, her eyes wide, and lifted a pointing finger. She snarled a word, and another searing thread of flame shot over my shoulder about 8 inches from my right ear. There was a howl, and I turned my head to see another specter that had been charging my back fall, consumed in scarlet flame. I felt a fierce grin on my face, and I turned around to nod my thanks to Lucio, and saw the corpse taker come out from under a veil of magic and swing her drawn tulwar at Lucio's back.
"Captain!"
I shouted. Lucio's sword arm swept up and around, blade parallel to her spine, as she drew it around her shoulders in a circle and caught Corpse Taker's attack without even turning to face it. Lucio sprang forward like a cat and spun in place, only to have Corpse Taker press her attack and drive the captain of the wardens back on her heels. Corpse Taker's young face was set in a wide and manic smile, cheeks dimpled, her curly hair flying wildly around her head as she charged. She wore a small skin drum of some kind on a rig at her hip, and she beat a swift tattoo on it with one hand while fighting with the other. A fresh cloud of specters swirled up in support of her, and a flying arrow drew a line of scarlet on Lucio's cheek. I roared out a challenge, brandishing my staff, and bellowed,
"For Zori!"
A lance of unseen force lashed out at Corpse Taker, but the necromancer leapt back and away from it. She cried out words in an unknown tongue, and half a dozen specters darted toward me. I brought up my shield, but was soon hard-pressed to even hold it up against repeated attacks from the specters, and they kept trying to circle around me. If I'd stood my ground, they would have killed me, and as much as I wanted to help Lucio, I had no choice but to take one step back after another until I found my shoulders pressed against Sue's enormous flank.